And it's the world famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com here every night till 10 o'clock on the West Coast and 1 a.m. on the East Coast. Along with Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, and Robert Leonard, I'm Phil Hendry. We had a bit of a contretemps off the air between last night's show and this evening's show, and it involves the story we did last night, a month late, the 30th anniversary of this near-nuclear war between the United States and Russia.
Well, the Soviet Union, Phil, you kept calling it Russia.
Yeah.
All right, okay, I mean, I'm sorry, the Soviet Union, and the contretemps was that my information allegedly...
No, not allegedly. You carved it, and a man, Dean Wheeler, heard it.
Well, that's nice, Bud. I'm glad that Dean Wheeler heard it, but what we do on our show is listen to all of the facts.
Well, we've heard your side, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, Phil. Go ahead.
Gee, thank you very much. Anyway...
What else you got to say, though?
What else do I have to say? How about if I let the audience know what the hell I'm talking about? Why don't we just start there?
Robert, hold on. We'll take our shots, but let him hang himself. I didn't mean hang himself.
What is this, anyway?
Well, the guy that called up...
Hold on for a minute. What is this, let him hang himself?
No. I'm just saying to Robert, let you have your say, because there'll be plenty of meat left for the rest of us.
What is that supposed to mean?
Means that you're hung out to dry on this one, and everybody knows it.
Then I won't even explain. We'll just bring the guest on.
No, Phil, don't be a child. Explain.
Don't be a child. But I'm listening to you guys talking about how, Robert, hey, you know, don't worry. There'll be plenty of meat left over.
All it is, that's a hunting term, Mr. Henry. It doesn't mean anything.
Yes, it's an old hunting term. You know, there's plenty of meat left. After we take our part of the kill, we'll send the rest into the village.
And what has that got to do with me? Am I the kill?
Well, I don't want to go that far, but an account of the dumb stuff you said.
Yes, you said some dumb stuff.
I said some... What? Okay.
Well, you want me to repeat it?
No, what I'd like to do is explain to the audience, then we'll bring Mr. Wheeler on. Was he the guy that gave you the call?
Was he the guy that gave me the call? He was one of many that emailed...
Okay, was email.
Yes.
All right. By the way, we have a... What's this secret word contest, Bud?
Yeah, if you hear the secret word on a show, be the first person to comment on a Facebook fan page.
Well, that was fantastic, man. That was very clear. The secret word.
Are you idiots... Excuse me for saying that, but are you two idiots going to talk about that? Or are we going to get to the first... You can do your secret word whenever.
Okay, but I just want people to know that it's penis.
You really...
Man, are you stupid or something? Man, you don't tell them what the secret word is now.
Well, you gotta let them know.
Not right now, man. I wasn't gonna... And what do you mean, penis? When did we agree on that?
Oh, look at him laugh like a child. Phil, you happen to be in our crosshairs, all right? You're walking into the net, and we're about to have two guys... Never mind.
You're about to have two guys what?
Take the boxes off of the tops of their heads, cut the rope...
And there you go, man, right up there, up in the net.
All right, I tell you what we'll do. Since I haven't been given the opportunity to say anything, we'll get Mr. Wheeler on the line, and we'll find out how I carved up this interview yesterday with... Well, it wasn't the interview with Larry Grover so much, it was just my statement of facts on the incident involving Colonel Petrov, who saved the world from nuclear war, and it was in 1983, and I think I got that right, didn't I?
Yes, you got it right, but the tenor, the color, the actual feel, the atmospheric or the ambiance, you know what I mean by that, Phil, the ambiance?
Are you trying to say ambiance?
No, I'm not trying to say ambiance, I'm saying ambiance. It's French.
Yeah, you know about the French.
Oh, yeah, I know about the French. Dean Wheeler is on the line with us from Northern California, Novato, California, the Northern California Holistic Center. Dean, how are you?
Very good, Phil.
All right, what happened? What did I do?
Well, I mean, we've already discussed this.
I know, but for the purposes of my audience.
Well, for the purposes of your audience's information, you were stating facts that were wildly exaggerated. First of all, the missile launch that was detected by Colonel Petrov was not hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. It was only five, and that was the key to Colonel Petrov's brilliant thinking. Now, you did point that out, but you didn't point it out until later, after you'd made the statement that there'd been a launch detected of hundreds. That being said, you also said that he had to... first you said he had to get clearance from above, and then you said he had the green light. No. He didn't have the green light.
Where'd he get a green light at?
Would you... I'd like to... I understand your question, Mr. Dickman. Are you asking me where did he get the green light?
Uh-huh.
He got the green light from his superiors, but let me finish what I want to say. No individual officer working one of these command centers has the green light to authorize the launching of a nuclear weapon. And for you to intimate that, I think, sends the very worst possible message at a time when we are still, as you mentioned, Phil, worried about nuclear warhead.
All right, Dean Wheeler is with us. I apologize to my listeners. You're right. There was not a detection of thousands. There was...
Well, I'll do it, because you've already had your shot.
See, this is what I mean about Phil. You had your chance. Now we all get to do it.
Yeah, but I get to go first because I have a... My wife is performing tonight.
Go ahead, Dean.
Thank you.
Well, wait just a second here. Would you mind if I make the decisions on who goes when and what? And what is this horse dung about you had your shot?
You already had your shot last night.
Yeah, Mr. Emmett, you had your shot, and all you did was take it and wipe with it. And I you know I won't put it that strong, because you know I love you and I support you, Mr. Emmett. But you took your chance last night, almost as if you had an itch, and run your butt on you were running your butt on the floor like a dog. You ever seen a dog do that?
Have I ever seen a dog rub his ass on the floor?
Yeah.
You mean scoot along the floor?
Yeah, that's what you did with the facts.
That's essentially what you did with the facts of this story, Phil. You scooted along the floor... I don't know.
Boy, you guys have got a way of putting things.
Well, you only have yourself a blame on it, you know.
Anyway, can I get to what I want to say?
Yeah, go ahead. I only have my else. Go ahead.
Are you talking to him, or you...
Go ahead. It doesn't matter whether I'm listening.
Well, that is true. So, what happened... Well, I forget now. I had the...
Let me do it, Dean, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead. I got to get going anyway.
All right. First of all, Phil, thank you, Dean Wheeler.
Wait a minute. Hold on for a minute.
Phil, we've got the break.
Yeah, I know we have the break. Dean was going to do it. Then he decided he didn't want to do it because he doesn't remember anyway, and he's got to go because his wife's singing. And now you're going to do it, and I don't get to talk? Is that it?
Well, like we said last night, you had your chance.
You had your chance last night, Phil, and you made crap out of it.
Yeah, you just basically, like I said, you scooted along the floor, rubbing your butt.
You knock it off with the scooting along the floor. What kind of an image is that? I'll tell you what I did wrong. Last night I said there was a detected launch of thousands of missiles.
So you're going to do it.
Go ahead.
There was a detected launch, said Phil, of thousands of missiles. That was not the case. There was only a detected launch of five, and that's why Colonel Petrov is considered to be particularly brilliant, because he made the decision, and rightfully so, that no country... especially the United States versus the Soviet Union, would launch only five missiles in a preemptive strike.
And so therefore he...
So therefore he said he wasn't going to do it, and it ends at that. Now it's my turn.
Now it's Bud's turn.
Last night, Mr. Henry...
Wait. Are you going to repeat?
Hold on. Last night you said there was a detected launch of 1,000 missiles, and there's only five. Okay, now your turn.
Yeah, last night, Mr. Henry,
is this...
Would you, Phil, just put a rag in it for 5 seconds? God!
Yeah, no kidding.
Blip, 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 blip.
Fine, go ahead.
Yeah, last night you said 1,000 missiles. There's only five.
There, you happy? We cut it way back. Everybody was allotted 5 minutes.
You know, the next time you guys have meetings, production meetings on who gets what, you mind if I get my say?
Whatever.
Yeah,
whatever. Okay, there you go, folks. That's it. That's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us, you know who, and... We'll be right back, you know, on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with more. Lots of stuff that's been going on. Bank of America has been held liable in the countrywide mortgage fraud. Do you love that? Bank of America is now liable in the countrywide mortgage fraud. The world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. World-famous Phil Henry Show. Thanks, Matt. You're a good man. Matt was on top of it. He's talking to me. I distracted him, but he's there. You know what I'm saying?
You know, he's a very, very fine young man, and you keep running your mouth. Blah, 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 blah. This is what we're talking about, Phil.
Yeah, we're doing just you're running it.
Let me tell you something about running your mouth, okay? That's what I do for a living.
Well, that's a good point.
That's what I do. Thank you, Robert. That's what I do.
Yes, but during the break, Matt's trying to concentrate, and you go, oh, and another thing, and, oh, and I bought some shoes.
What do you mean, I bought some shoes?
You were talking about all the underwear you bought and everything.
Get out of there, lying. No, I was not.
Yes, you were.
No, I was not. I said to him, in fact, if you want the truth, I was saying that I did this experiment.
You put on ladies' underwear?
You want to get belted, or do you want to wait till after the show? I can do it now, or we can put it off, and you can get ready for it.
I'm just kidding around.
Save the jokes for me. So,
Phil, all we're saying... Well, all right, never mind.
Yeah, I got it, Margaret. You know, I screwed up, and you got your little digs in, and take it easy, Robert, because there'll be plenty of meat left for us.
That's what she said.
What did I tell you?
Hey, watch it. What did she tell you?
That's what she said. She said not to say that's what she said.
We got that joke yesterday. Are we going to hear that recycled again today? Is that what I'm in for, Phil? Because I didn't have to get out of bed. I had a migraine headache, and I've got a very heavy flow.
Do you got to let everybody know it's your period?
Well, if I didn't, you just did.
Well, you just said I got a very heavy...
Yeah, I heard that, Margaret.
Well, don't say it again. I'm having a heavy...
Oh, my God.
Are there tampons?
Yeah, they're in there. We got another box, extra large, right?
You dirty little...
Hey!
Oh, you think that's funny?
Yes, I do.
Both of you, I hope, go to hell, and I hope you are the devil's own private boudoir bitch.
There she goes.
Hey, Margaret, the tampons are upper left hand.
Shut your hole. You tell him to shut the sewer.
Shut the sewer under your nose, bud. All right, so enough of this screwing around, okay?
Don't get pissed.
I am pissed. Trying to get this show together, and I got you guys flipping me out with all of your jackass problems. I'm having a heavy flow. Don't mention that I'm on my period, but I just did. And where are the tampons? And that's what she said. Good Lord. And then the whole thing about yesterday, I'm sorry I misinformed the audience. And you know what? I'm glad that we let the audience know the right stuff, but we didn't have to go into a big 15-minute song and a dance about who gets what time, and there'll be plenty of meat for the rest of us. Don't worry, Robert. Don't say it. All right. Now, what the hell was I going to talk about, man? I had this whole thing.
I thought you were going to talk about B of A.
No, there was another thing I was going to talk about. God, I hate you guys. Oh, I know. I did this experiment with some pictures over on Facebook, and what I did was essentially the following thing. I took a picture of famous rock stars of the 70s, because there had to be a lot of time that elapsed, and I did this because I was looking at my own ugly mug one day, and I saw a picture of myself as a younger man, and I realized, good Lord, you know, the passage of time really does... Yes, you're older, but it does something else. It does something else. It sort of homogenizes the look. There's no way that you can affect the look you affected as a young person. You can't affect that look as an older person without looking kind of weird. You know, I mean, you have to sort of, you got to find the common denominator in the way you dress and in the way you appear. And what I was saying was, I got the pictures, for instance, I got three pictures, I think. One of them was of Brian Eno from the group Roxy Music. Now, Brian Eno, when he was in Roxy Music, looked like a big, skinny rat. I'm telling you, he had this big nose and this skinny body, and he wore the weirdest-ass clothes you ever saw, and his hair was this long, stringy-ass hair, and he had a beret, and the guy looked like he was just, you know, no way was this guy First of all, no way was this guy going to survive, you know, 35. And then secondly, no way was this cat ever going to get older and better looking. I mean, most guys get older and not that, you know, we don't get the benefit of the doubt as men. We don't have to put on the makeup like women do. And, you know, we get older and get more character, all that bullcrap, right? But the fact is, if you want to know what happens to a guy, you know, what happens to a good-looking guy as he gets older, take a look at Joe Namath.
Wow. Yeah, that, Joe Namath has got a big honking nose and a big honking ear, too.
What do you mean, a big honking ear?
Yeah, one of his ears.
What do you mean, one of his ears?
Well, I didn't see the other side, because when I saw the show, it was just the one side.
Well, I can probably assure you, bud, that the other ear is just as big. I didn't see the other side.
Man, you know the other ear is.
I don't know, but he had a big honking ear and a big honking nose.
Excuse me, I'm back. Did I just hear what he said?
What did you hear?
Big honking ear.
Yeah, that's what that was it.
The question is, does a man's, shall we say, vital part, does that get bigger the older you get? And the answer, well, let me put it this way. It's a very disappointing answer for the ladies.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much, Mario. You going back to the bathroom?
Yes, I am. Where you got, did you get extra large?
Forget about the size of the tampons, if you don't mind. So anyway, I decided to take a look at these guys as present day, you know, take a look at their pictures. And I got a picture of Brian Eno. The guy's a handsome guy. The guy is, and he's a very handsome, distinguished-looking guy. His hair has been cut. He looks like the CEO of some Swiss bank. He's wearing like a, but I mean, he's a handsome cat. He looks like he could be in GQ. He almost looks, if you look at the shot that I saw, and I'm sure the lighting was done by the photographer, but he almost looks like he could have been a male model. I'm not kidding. It was amazing, because like I said, you look at Eno, and man, that guy is anything but good looking when he was younger. The other picture I got a hold of was of Nick Mason. Now, Nick Mason was the and is the drummer for Pink Floyd. And was, I would say Nick Mason was a generic-looking hippie in the 70s. He had long hair, he had a beard, he had a mustache, and he wore T-shirts, and he had the drumsticks, and there he was, the drummer for the band. And he looked much like a lot of other drummers. But he had the, you know, he had the requisite cool look. Today, if you see a picture of Nick Mason with the beard shaved off and the mustache and everything, he looks like a granddad for sure, but he looks like some guy that owns a pub, and like the guy that would come out of the back and say, "Right, what are you all on? Right, it's good. It's nice." You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he looks like a guy that he looks like the guy that delivers bottled water.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, a guy that delivers bottled water.
Yeah, I'm like an older guy.
Maybe the guy that owns the company.
Yeah, he looks like the guy that owns the propane tank, the place where I go to fill it up for my mom.
Okay. And that's Nick Mason. Who else?
What about you?
Me? I don't know. It ain't good. I was hard for me. I went from looking like a young, sort of handsome guy to this older, crazed. I look like I went into a nut house. That's what I'd look like. I went from being, you know, a young guy who's just holding it together and, you know, pretty good looking, if I do say so, to this dude who's ready to just be put into a padded cell. That's what I thought I looked like. I thought we did one other. But the moral of the story is,
yes, what is the point of this, Phil? Because we all know what happens when we get older.
The moral of the story is that age, more than anything else, doesn't necessarily make you look worse. It doesn't make you look better. What it does is it makes you look just like an old guy. There's no way you can like if Brian Eno was dressed today the way he dressed back then, what do you think he'd look like?
I think it would be fashionable.
No, are you nuts or something? The guy had hair, stringy hair with a beret and a, no.
Well, I think it would make a bohemian statement for his age.
And the bohemian statement for his age would be what? We need to put him in a room. We need to put him in a room and sit him near the window and let him get some sunlight. That's what it would say. So
in other words, he'd look like a freak on wheels.
He'd look like an absolute freak on wheels. Thank you very much. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Margaret. Because anyway, that's the way I read it. All right, so we're going to be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And we were talking about even bands from the 90s Matt was talking about Rancid. All those guys have mortgages now. They have kids. They're putting an extension on the house. You know, they're pricing pools. You know, it just... And one of the things that happens to a man, and it's a good thing, but this is one of the things that really civilizes a guy and sort of homogenizes him a bit, is the... Well, it's the love of a woman, you know.
Yeah. What's wrong with that, Phil?
Nothing wrong with that. Women are nesters. Women want you to build the nest. They want you to settle down and bring home the money and the kill so that you guys can, so that they can feather the nest, man. And in order for you to go out and get the kill and get the meat, and well, here we go. Here we go again with meat.
That's what she... Well, I didn't say it. I didn't say it.
Take it easy. You know, you got to go out and do that, and you got to look like a normal guy to do it. All right, we'll be back. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. The Vatican suspends a bishop for spending too much money on himself. Can you imagine that? We'll be right back. Yeah, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. PhilHenryShow.com. Listen, if you visit our website, I just wanted to give you a tiny, itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny heads-up here. You know, there's all kinds of fun things in our online store. You can get the Phil Henry Show coffee mug if you're watching Phil TV.
Talk much, Porky?
That's very funny. If you're watching Phil TV in HD, there's the Phil mug. You can get that. You can get the Bobby Dooley keychain. We have the Best of Phil Henry hard copy CDs with all of the original art. I'm holding up one that is actually from Miami days. You can't get this one, but you can get the download. So the hard copy CDs, that is the CDs with disc and artwork and everything. If we don't have them available, we have downloads of them. We have a download of a Best of Bobby Dooley, a download of Best of Ted Bell, and so many other things, including two Teds of Beverly Hills items, one being the hoodie and the other being the Teds of Beverly Hills t-shirt. We have the Phil Henry Show ball cap that I'm wearing on screen right now. We have the Phil Henry Show t-shirt. There's stuff that you can purchase that you can wear, and people will say, who? And you'll say, Phil Henry, and they'll say, never heard of him. And you can say, well, you know what? That's better for us, because I know where the gold is that he buried, and he has told all of us, and before he dies, he's going to give us the exact coordinates, and it'll be just like it in that movie, and you won't have anything. You will go to your death poor, and I will be enriched. And they'll look at you, and they'll walk away and say, wow, love being down here on the boardwalk. Anyway,
what in the hell?
Take it easy. So visit us online at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. Now, Bob Green will be joining us in a moment to get to the bottom of the latest news, and at least this is a good piece of news. And I say this is a good piece of news, even though, ladies and gentlemen, I do my banking at Bank of America. Even though that's where I do my banking. B of A has been held liable for Countrywide's mortgage fraud. Countrywide, you may or may not know, if you bought a home in the early part of this century or in the 90s, Countrywide was handing out mortgages like it was Independence Day, baby, like it was Christmas time. Countrywide was the go-to guy, man, the go-to people when it came to getting a home loan. If it wasn't a first, it was a second. If it wasn't a second, it was a third. If it wasn't a third...
Well, I'd love to meet the guy that had a fourth.
A fourth what?
Hey.
Thank you. Anyway,
that reminds me of that joke about wherever you find four Catholics, you find a fifth.
Yeah.
It ain't that funny.
No, it hasn't been funny for a long... What's the point?
Would you let me read this, please? So anyway, the civil verdict by a Manhattan federal court jury similarly found the bank's Countrywide financial unit found liable and also determined that former Countrywide executive Rebecca Marrone committed fraud while overseeing the loan origination program. Now, Bank of America was found liable, but I don't think they owned Countrywide at the time that this stuff was happening. I think Bank of America acquired Countrywide later on. I could be wrong. I don't remember, but I don't think they did. I think Countrywide was a little independent company, and I used to see them off the freeway. They're right down Agoura Canyon Drive, you know.
That's nice.
Well, what's the... What?
You know, Phil, people want to get to the nuts and bolts of this story, not whether or not you were looking at... Were you taking... What were you...
Okay, I'm just telling people where it was, that's all.
I want to know because I've got some very good friends that worked at Countrywide, and I'm hoping and praying that...
That what?
That I don't visit them in prison.
You think your friends is going to go to prison, Miss Gray?
I don't know. I'm scared to death.
Well, Margaret, I don't think any of them's going to prison. You know.
How do you know?
I don't, but I think that most of the heat is going to be absorbed by this this most likely massive fine that B of A is going to have to pay. This countrywide executive, Rebecca Marrone, or Marrone, the decision following a month-long trial focused on evidence that the countrywide program processed mortgage applications at high speed with little checking for fraud, misrepresentations, or other potential wrongdoing. There you go. There you go. You see, folks, you know, you can put into the system and you can put into law something that makes a lot of sense. Let's try to help people get home loans, and we'll make them affordable, and we'll make them subprime, and this and that. That might have worked. That might have worked. Do you understand that that was not the problem? Do you understand that that really was? Here's the problem. The problem is right here when these jackasses, these loan officers. What are you doing your nails for?
We're waiting for the...
Yeah, you're waiting to do the speech.
You're giving a speech now.
And so when I start... It's called a monologue. When I start monologuing, you're doing your nails?
Well, I'm not.
Well, whatever you're doing, bud, what is that?
I'm wiping off the bottle.
You're wiping off the bottle of the Starbucks that you bought. Are you going to keep on wiping that, or are you going to drink it?
When I will in a minute, but I'm just why I want to wipe it down.
There's a lot of germs, Phil, when you buy those out of the store.
Yeah, I understand that. Never mind. Okay, if you're going to be passing your emery board back to him and...
I'm sorry, I just wanted to get... I had a hangnail.
Give me that,
will you?
I had a hangnail. And will you finish wiping off the bottle and take a drink out of that thing or give it to me?
Sorry.
U.S. District Judge Jed Rakoff is expected to determine civil costs to be paid by the... What are you laughing at?
Rakoff.
That is pretty good.
Well, you know something, Phil? If I'm going to sit and listen to this kind of humor, I'd rather be out of the room.
Well, Margaret.
Rack off. I don't need to hear them talking about masturbating to breasts.
That's not what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
Okay, hold everything. You don't have to be interrupting me every 5 seconds. I don't know what's wrong with you guys today, but you're particularly... You make me want to commit murder even more so today than ever before. I want to commit homicide. Rack-off means...
Masturbating to...
I heard what you said. Almost a year to the day after we brought suit, a unanimous jury has found Countrywide, Bank of America, and senior executive Rebecca Marrone liable for making disastrously bad loans and systematically removing quality checks in favor of its own balance, said Manhattan U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara in a...
Is that a real name?
Grab that away from me.
Let me see. Give me that.
Last time... I'm going to kill somebody, I swear to God.
Just looking at the name.
All right. Preet Bharara.
That's a real name.
Yes, it is a real name. There it is.
Sounds like something you made up.
Preet Bharara.
Yeah, okay. Whatever you say.
It doesn't matter if you believe me. It's a real name. In a statement after the verdict, as demonstrated at trial, they adopted a program that they called The Hustle, which treated quality control and underwriting as a joke. See, this is it, folks. This is the psychopath in action. This is the psychopath in action. This is less than 4%, less than 3% of the country's population responsible for close to 40% of all the crime. This is the psychopath in action. When you ask yourself, how could any responsible person do something like this, a psychopath can, because it's all about them, and if there's one thing a psychopath doesn't know anything about, it's planning for failure, planning for what they're going to do if... perchance their grand dreams and grand schemes don't work out. In the mind of a psychopath, they always work out. They always get away with it. They never, ever plan for mistakes because they don't make any mistakes in their minds. You and I look at this, and we see an obvious fraud. The jury saw it, the jury read it, and the jury rendered its verdict. The psychopath, whoever it is in this scenario, it may be this executive, it might be somebody else that hasn't been caught yet. I don't know. I doubt it. I seriously doubt it, because those psychopaths are so ego-driven, man, they always get caught.
Well, now, why are you saying psychopath?
Because this is such a crime of It's such a sloppy crime in the end. It's such an arrogant crime. When the law says that you are supposed to qualify these people properly, and you have something called the hustle, where you just move these loans through in rapid succession without even without even a hint of paying attention to what the requirements are, because that's how sure you are, A, of getting away with it, and that's how greedy you are, because you want to make that number and get commissioned on it. Only a psychopath, only somebody with absolutely no conscience or empathy can do something like that. So I'm telling you right now, I shouldn't say this, but what the hell, it's an opinion. It could very well be that this, I would love to see some kind of a personality profile done on this executive, this Rebecca Miron, to find out if, in point of fact, that's what she is. You know how they test psychopaths? There's a very easy test. You can put them, you can put their brains, shall we say, under some type of CAT scan read. So, in other words, you are looking at electromagnetic response as you are asking them questions, or as you, more importantly, show them pictures.
Oh, this is the one where they show the pictures.
Where they show a picture of?
They show pictures of, like, animals being abused and that kind of thing?
Yeah, they'll show a picture that would make any of us, normal people, and that's a good word for it, too, normal. They're not sick, they're abnormal. And we're not necessarily healthy, we're normal. But they show pictures of things that would elicit emotion from a normal person, like an injured child, like an injured animal, something like that. And the electromagnetic reading, and I think there's also some kind of a thermal reading on the brain. I'm not sure exactly how it's done, but there's obvious response that happens among normal people. A psychopath, none. There's no response. It's almost as if the blood pressure doesn't go up, the heartbeat does not increase. And that's why a lot of these people, these psychopaths, can beat lie detector tests.
Well, now that's right there. Okay, right there. Frank's brother-in-law, Stu. We loved him. We had Stu over for...
Well, I don't say.
No jokes, bud, because if you tell a joke, I got a fork. I saved this fork from lunch.
Well, what are you doing with that, Margaret?
No, give me that.
Don't take...
Get that fork out of here. What are you doing with that?
If that guy opens his mouth... In any event, Stu was Frank's brother, and he's my brother-in-law. And I swear to God, there was a fire. We were looking at the neighbor's home burning to the ground over in Stu's subdivision. This was over when we were first married, and it was over in El Gulch, which is near Cucamonga. And this home burned to the ground. Stu's out in front of his house with one of those double-stick popsicles, and he brought the cooler out, and he was handing them out to the kids, set up a chaise lounge. And I went out, I said, Stu, you're watching. He says, isn't that terrible, but with the real flat tone.
Yeah, I remember, that's exactly right. They're going, yeah, that's really terrible.
Yes, exactly. They go, I said to him, I said, Stu, that is terrible. He goes, yes, it is, it's terrible. Lick, lick.
Well, that's kind of crude.
No, it's got, you're a dirty filth.
All right, take it easy, will you? So Stu, Frank's brother-in-law, huh?
No, my brother-in-law.
Yeah, okay, Frank's brother.
Yes, and I said, Stu, look at that home burning. He's passing out the double-stick popsicles, and the kids are sitting on the ground. Children are very impressionable, and they're watching him, and so they're copying him. They're staring at it. And I said, look at that. I said, Stu, that's horrible. There could be an animal or a pet trapped in there. And he went, yes, I know, that's bad. Oh, my God. And I walked into the house thinking, I felt I had the creeps. It just gave me the creeps, as if something like an icky... Like I was walking through a swamp and there was alligator dung.
All right. Thank you, Margaret, for that. Well, you know, there you go. Let that be a lesson, I guess. We're going to get back to more of this because this is a serious thing, man. The whole thing, the whole game that was played on us by these banksters is way out of control, man. I mean, it's like way off the charts. And to say, this is such an obvious example, in my opinion, of what the real problem was. The real problem was not so much the law that was in place, it's that there was no adherence to it. And some people are going to say, well, I mean, that's, you know, you should account for that kind of thing. Well, yeah, you should account for that kind of thing, but you don't. Nobody, and I'm telling you, no one anticipated people who are in business to make money so brazen that they cut their own throats. And that's what happened there with Countrywide. All right, we're going to be back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our number 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. And we got another, we got a circus story, bud?
Yeah, this one's about it with using a hook and everything on an elephant.
Okay, good. So we got a circus story. We'll be right back.
What is with the circus stories? You're really starting to bug me.
Take it easy. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Our number 855-500-7445. And we're talking here about the banksters there at Countrywide and B of A. And this, turn that fan off, will you, bud?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you turn a fan on.
It's too windy and it makes noises.
I know.
All right, so thank you. Talking about the banksters, the B of A's, and the Countrywides. Now, I say bankster with, turn the fan off, Jack. What do you...
What did I do, man? Sorry.
It gets hot in here. I understand that, you guys. All right. And I say that. I say that knowing full well that I have my home loan, and I have my retirement, and I have my primary checking, and I have my business checking, and I have my business merchant accounts, all with Bank of America. It's a great bank for my business and for my home and for my life. The fact that they've just been convicted of fraud probably should cause me to run screaming into the night without taking anything but my closest, few clothes and the kids and the pets and just run as though, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not doing that. Let's get Bob Green on the phone. He's a businessman that we all respect. He is the CEO of Fraser Foods, which is a grocery chain located in Buena Park, California, and we always like to get Bob on the line to talk business, employment, and so forth. Bob, have you been following this news?
Yeah, I have. It's difficult not to follow this news because it's been pretty much at the top of everyone's list today.
All right, so what you have here is a bank that has extended loans, a mortgage company extending loans to people that could not pay them back. This is a slam dunk, isn't it?
Well, you know, Phil, it's interesting. It's a slam dunk, you say. I lent some money once, many, many years ago, to a brother of mine, who is a gentleman I think you've met at my home, Stan.
Yes, I did meet Stan.
Right, and Stan is right now he's living in the Southeast. He lives in Atlanta with his wife and two kids, two children by his marriage to Elena, and two children from a prior marriage. And Stan was starting out in business, and I felt, as is evidenced, I think, by his success in business today, he owns a line of carpet cleaning companies, and he also has interest in a couple of mills, textile mills, one of the two remaining textile mills in the Atlanta area.
So he's a man of success.
I would say that Stan's a successful man, and he's weathered this recession very well. But at one time, Stan, he's my younger brother, he came out of school, and he was, as we all were, a little bit wild. Not so wild as he was running afoul of the law or anything, but he was a guy that, he burned up a lot of money, and he needed a loan. And Stan wanted a loan of $10,000. To get into a food concession that another buddy of his from college, they both went to Cal State Fullerton, that another buddy of his said would be a good investment.
Okay.
So I extended that $10,000 to him, my brother. And Stan invested his $10,000 not in the food concession, he invested it in cocaine.
Oh, God, Bob.
Yeah. It's a common problem.
Well, there you go, huh?
Yeah, it is. It's a common problem. But I said to him, when all of this...
And he didn't get into any legal trouble.
No, he didn't get any legal trouble at all. As it turned out, he had played me against a girlfriend of his. Her father had lent him this $10,000 for the... it was a food concession that would be in a cart on the street there in front of the Hall of Justice in Los Angeles. And this was going to be a slam dunk. He said that you've got all of these lawyers and all of these clerks and all of these judges coming out of this legal, coming out of this courthouse at noontime looking for some lunch. There were hot dog stands there, and this was a Mexican food concession of some kind.
Okay.
It did not do well. One of the problems when you are dealing with foods, especially when you're dealing with a food cart that is out on the street and is exposed to the elements as they will be, you've got to take certain precautions. There's a lot of guys that have these food concessions. You've seen them in New York, Phil, and other big cities. They do very well. This one did not. There was, I believe, a couple of cases of people getting pretty sick, and the food would putrefy, and it was not a good thing.
Okay, so that $10,000 went where?
That $10,000 went into the air, just like the other $10,000, went up his nose. And
so that's $20,000 that he spent on a business that went belly up and on drugs.
On drugs, yeah.
All right, I want to get back to you, Bob, if I could. We're going to take our break here and get back into this story from Bob Green as we discuss Bank of America, and we discuss the large fine that they're going to be paying. At least I'm assuming it's going to be a fine. They have been found guilty. They're found liable, I should say. You don't really find guilt necessarily in a lawsuit. They have been found liable for Countrywide's fraud in the mortgage fraud that engulfed so much of this country for so very, very long in 2008, 2009, and, well, even today. The world-famous Phil Henry Show will be back after the news break. Visit us online at philhenryshow.com. So you're saying that... hold on. We'll be right back, folks.
Phil Henry Show will be right back. Stick around.
The morning is